Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Part three of constitutional typing. Why? Why are we continuing in this journey with the third part to the same concept? Because if you can take this in, if you can just absorb what's useful, just take what makes sense, and when you get confused, let it alone. What you'll do over these three shows, this being the third show, is get to know yourself better, the specific you, so you can contour your diet, your exercise, the way you organize your life, your supplements, in a better way for you. And that's without seeing a doctor. That's even without getting too involved in these sometimes difficult to understand books that get published. If you go to the website, you'll see a bunch of the books that we've evolved these series of shows out of. All right, today we're going to get into Peter D'Adamo's Eat Right for Your Blood Type, blood typing. The lectin theory. A concept that says, based on how we evolved our bloodlines over the last 100,000 years, that you today, on this beautiful, sunny, gorgeous autumn day, might get up and decide to do yoga. Or you might get up and say, yoga's not for me. I don't get the charge out of that. I've got to go out and sprint a couple of miles. Or depending on the day, you might choose either. You might be the person that says, well, I've got to balance it out between the two, because if I do too much of one, I start to feel like I need the other. Or you might be completely and totally enigmatic, meaning you're capable of showing the optimal physiological response to anything you do. For instance, if you're a blood type O, which, as we're going to explain later, is the hunter-gatherer type. That's the first in line of human evolution. So from Neanderthal, we went to Cro-Magnon. Your earliest blood O's, then, are in the genome a good 100,000 years ago or so. And O, being the carnivore, the hunter, the gatherer, is going to want that intense physical exercise. They're going to be that multitasking, hard-driven, I want it now, and if you're in my way, I'm going to figure out a way to knock you over. That's the O tendency. That does great on a football field. That does great when there's a lot of land. That does wonderfully when there's not too much population. That did wonderfully 30,000 years ago. 30,000 years ago, well, for what we know, we weren't farming. Hadn't figured that one out yet. Some say, like Jared Diamond, a book called The Human Ape. Jared Diamond's book we discussed said we only went to the agrarian lifestyle because we had to, and that really it wasn't a natural, more intelligent adaptation. It really wasn't necessarily better that we could save for a rainy day by stocking grain, that really the hunter-gatherer, the original blood O, did much better, worked less, had better hours, better benefits, had an easier, happier life. That wasn't the stereotype of what we thought primal man was, that 30,000-year-old man, that caveman. Well, yes, they all succumbed to infectious disease, parasitic infection. They were often hunted as predators, but by the time the O bloods came into the world, they were evolved enough to eat the big game. They were true carnivores, which is why the O-blood today is going to go out and play football. The O-blood today is going to go out and sprint around the track. The O-blood is the person who, if they don't move their body, they don't balance their endocrine system. The first cue when you don't balance your endocrine system is what? Obesity. You gain weight. Now, there's a lot of reasons to gain weight. And there's a lot of exceptions to everything I'm going to say today, which I'm going to take a moment to clarify here, is what's so confusing about typing. So when we say typing, you get a piece of paper and you get a pen. What I want you to do today is write down on that sheet of paper, Vata, Pitta, Kapha. Remember, if you're new to the show, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Hear the past shows. If you're a regular, fantastic, you know what a Vata and a Pitta and a Kapha mean. That's kind of that light-boned, very slender individual. That's the Twiggy. That's the stairway model. That's the person that's got to do things in a regular routine, or it kind of knocks them out of their flow. Their nervous systems can't adapt. Their issue is to put more meat on the bone. Unlike the Kapha, the fun-loving, jovial, thick-boned, heavy-boned Jane Russell, Sophia Loren, Mike Tyson, good-natured Kapha, who tends to congest, who doesn't have problems putting on muscle and weight. Now, the Kapha has one issue. The Vata's got another. The Pitta's got the issue of fire. Pittas tend to congest in the liver. Pittas tend to put muscle on very easily, but that muscle is on the level of the sinew. And whether you're Vata, Pitta, Kapha, or a blend, you've got to now on that sheet of paper put liver, fire, earth, water, and metal. Do that. That's your Chinese configuration. So we've got the Vedic system asking you to classify yourself as a Vata, a Pitta, or a Kapha. You've got the Chinese system saying you're a blend now of liver, which is wood, fire, which is heart, earth, which is spleen, water, which is kidney, and metal, which is lung. And I put pictures on the website. So you go to straighttalk.cc, you get on the literature section, and up comes these different faces, faces 1 through 5 there. If you're on the website, in the literature section, faces 1 through 5. That's Ben Affleck there. That's the wood face. Then the next woman's the water face. The third woman, that's Nicole Kidman. That's the fire face. And that thicker, sort of chubbier, earthy face is the earth face. And last is the metal. That's the narrower head, the longer face. More angular in their distribution. So do this. Vata, Pitta, Kapha, wood, water, fire, earth, metal. Then today we're going to get into blood type. Blood type A, blood type B, blood type O, which is what we're going to continue, blood type AB. If we have time today, we'll get into the glandular types. Are you an adrenal type? Are you a thyroid type? Are you a pituitary type? There's 5 characterizations. Then are you sympathetic dominant or parasympathetic dominant? Are you oxidative or non-oxidative? This is for later. I don't know if we're going to get to sympathetic, parasympathetic, oxidative, non-oxidative. Then we're going to get to your anthropology. We might even get to your astrology. And collectively, we've got 9 different ways to constitutionally type yourself. And that's going to confuse you, but it's not going to confuse you because here's the cues. These are the guidelines so you don't get confused. Got to understand, no system, no constitutional system, no diagnostic system is ever supposed to create dogma, meaning it's always right all the time, no exception, and it's perfectly thought out. That is nonsense. So if you want to accumulate real knowledge, if you want to get to the point where you can be functional with bodies of work, different systems of work, what you've got to do is absorb what's useful. I'm going to get into constitutional typing today, blood typing. As I said, we've already done the Vata, the Pitta, the Kapha, liver, fire, earth, water, metal. Today we'll go into blood typing. How are you supposed to integrate all this? By absorbing what's useful. What you hear me say on the radio that hits you, smack between the eyes, you absorb. What doesn't make sense, well, you try to learn a little bit more, but at a certain point you have to understand that the defect may not be you. It may be the system. Don't think that any of these systems are dogmatic. Look, you've got to look at it from the standpoint of the doctor. What does the doctor do? The doctor studies everything. Then the doctor applies everything. If we really had it figured out, cookie cutter, one size fits all. If we really figured out constitutional typing to the T, well, it wouldn't look like this. There'd be no confusion. It'd be like fixing a car. And even fixing cars are confusing. But there would be a systematization that everyone would be left at ease with. That's not holistic medicine. That's not healing. The path to healing using systems, paradigms, typings can confuse you unless you get the magic trick. And that is, when I say that an O blood is a carnivore, that you today might want to get up and get out there and start running on this fine autumn Saturday, rather than going into a more meditative yoga class, and that hits you right between the eyes, you scored. Now, if I say O bloods, okay, aren't supposed to drink a certain kind of alcohol, or they're not supposed to eat dairy, and yet you love yogurt, or you love cheese and you digest cheese well, throw it out. Eating right for your blood type, blood typing, was attacked. It was about the lectin theory. It said that certain foods had little protein molecules in them called lectins. And depending on your blood type, that specific lectin would agglutinate your blood. And when it agglutinated your blood, you'd feel lousy. Okay, it wasn't an allergic response. Allergies are not what we're talking about here. An allergy is when a food or molecules from a food get into your bloodstream and the immune system sees them and attacks them, and antibodies are created in that process. So you can have antibodies to the antigen of certain foods. That's an allergy. The peanut allergy, the strawberry allergy, the typical classic allergy where you eat a food and all of a sudden you've got, you know, rashes all over your body and you're itching and it's terrible and it goes on for a while. That's an allergy. Agglutination is a response. It's not a good response. It's potentially a dangerous response. I'm hoping that somebody in the audience understands that we've already discussed agglutination of the blood. You got it. I'll give away two bottles. The question of the day. Blood typing. Peter Diodamo's book, Eat Right for Your Blood Types, talks about agglutination. If you were to eat a bunch of foods, all the wrong foods, and we'll get into what that means, and agglutinate your blood, what topic? It's two words. What topic in relationship to the blood are we talking about? What is agglutination? And how does agglutination drive disease? And what in the Chinese model have we discussed in the past? Have we harped on consistently? Two bottles of Carl for the first two people that can tell me. There's today's quiz. Fantastic. You got a minute to get that done. Absorb what's useful and forget the rest. A lot of times when we're constitutionally typing people, we're talking about the thoroughbred, somebody that's a high Vada. So I'm going to start applying today. Twiggy, your classic runway model. People who, just by their nature, inherent nature, can't put weight on. Everything seems to rattle them. They're very charismatic. Audrey Hepburn, very, very effervescent, very bubbly. But high metabolisms. They can't take a lot of stress from a lot of different directions. It exhausts them. The Vata, the Pitta, the Kapha. If any of those groupings are you, you may be a thoroughbred for that. In other words, you may be a high Vata or a high Pitta or a high